At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Laura Donnelly from the News Talk newsroom is with me in studio today because, Laura, you were at the FAI Cadbury Kickfit session. What are they?
Well, I went along to Mullingar earlier in the week for a session there. So the FAI Cadbury Kickfit, it's a campaign to sort of promote women to get back involved in sports. So, you know, it's not competitive. That's the main takeaway. And it's the main focus on it is fun and fitness and stuff like that. So it was actually this group's first night together.
Oh, brilliant.
But when I was there, I didn't realise that. I thought, this is a real great bunch. Like, they all know each other. They're all laughing. So I couldn't believe that I was halfway through the session realising they're only just meeting each other tonight. Like, it was such good crack. There was non-stop laughing, and like there was some goals scored and some skills picked up as well, but it's a big emphasis on crack.
Good.
So I spoke to Eileen. I thought she was a seasoned pro, but it was actually her first time meeting this group.
I just really got involved in it because my daughter is turning 6 and I want her to get her involved in football, and what better way to show her than her mammy getting out and doing it as well. And then I'm hitting 40 this year, so I want to get fit.
Fair play. And we've dragged you off the pitch tonight to talk to you. So, like, what's it been like on your first night?
It's been actually really good. And the women are really good. Like, they get you included and asking each other's names. And we're just kind of blending in with each other to start with.
And it looks so friendly. Everyone's out there laughing.
Yeah, we're just...
Like, are you here to make... Do you think you'll make friends? Do you think you're going to be in with a good bunch?
Hopefully we'll make friends. Like, because there isn't very many people around, like, that I would be friendly with or with friends with. Only mams, like, from the school or whatever. But, like, hopefully now we'll make a few friends and have a few nights out afterwards.
And had you played before? Do you have any skills?
Yeah, I played years ago, about 20 years ago I played, but stopped playing then because I thought I was too old. And I was playing with the boys, so it was much harder. There was no such thing as girls' teams back when I was playing. It was always boys that you were playing with, so it was much tougher. But now, like, it's brilliant that they do have girls' teams, and now with the Swans they have, it's just girls. And that's it.
And I suppose for women, you spoke about having kids and being busy. It's hard to get out for yourself, isn't
it? It's hard to make time for yourself. Even with just one, it's hard to make time because you're trying to deal with them, what they want to do, rather than putting yourself first. But this time now, I've put myself first.
So if anyone is thinking of doing this, what would you say to them to get them
Definitely,
down?
Absolutely, come and join us. It's brilliant. It's a great night out. And it's only once a week for an hour. And you can make time to do it.
There behind, behind
it
our
conversation.
It sounds
like great crack.
I know. Like, sometimes you forget there's football going on because it's just so much messing and joking.
I thought it was really nice, though, the way Eileen explained. Like, her motivation for this was because, you know, her own kids and that was sort of a motivation for her to kind of get involved too. But there's an outlet, there's a sense of community, I suppose, as well for mums.
Yeah, absolutely. I know myself from playing sport, like, there comes a point where women just drop off because other things happen, and they just, as Eileen said there, she focused on her child. And now she wants to focus on herself.
Why not? How intense, though, now is this training session? You were not.
No, not that intense at all. Like, they're doing their warm-up, the average warm-up, and they did a lot of, like, drills and skills practice and stuff like that. And then they set up into some teams to play, like, five-a-side and stuff like that. I saw goals being scored. And Steve from the FAI, he's the man putting them through their paces. He gave the group a water break while he spoke to me.
We look after an all-girls soccer club. So the next thing for us was looking at something for the mams who obviously come to hundreds of games every single season. They're there at all the matches, they're bringing the kids. So when Glenn contacted us from the FAI, it was about getting as many people together to have a bit of fun, learn the basics. It's a mixture of people who've never played before, girls getting back into football. And listen, it's mostly fun. I coach a lot, and it's probably the most fun I've had coaching in a long time, to be honest.
Yeah, so. That's brilliant. The women out there are having great fun too, because it's not that competitive.
No, not at all. It's literally can we get out a little bit fitter by playing a bit of football? That's all it is. And so far, I'm quietly confident that they all might come back next week. So far, so good.
And what kind of skills do you need if you're going to come down here?
Nothing. You need feet, really. A good attitude is all you need, and a smile. Because, look, football, for some people, it's their way of life. For others, it's a way of getting out, meeting people. So that's all. The water breaks here are as much fun as the playing of the football. So, look, anyone can do it. I can guarantee that anyone can do it, and anyone can improve. And no special skills required at all. Just come and enjoy it. That's all.
And obviously you're trying to recruit numbers, get more people involved. What would you say to someone who's thinking of doing it?
Give it a go. That's simply it. If you're thinking of doing it, if you're thinking of doing it at all, you want to do it. So just come down and take the next step. And like, you can see it yourself here tonight. There's a lot of women here that maybe haven't met each other before, are just coming in for a bit of fun, and everyone's so welcome. And Roisin, who is the driving force behind it from the club point of view, has really got everyone together. So if you're thinking about doing it all, just get in contact with us via the Facebook page and we get you in.
All you need is feet.
Yeah, that's such a brilliant line, isn't it? Feet. You have no excuse.
No. So the women came down with no bits and pieces, no kit, no nothing, just rocked up and everything set out, the goals, the drills, everything set out for them. Steve mentioned Roisin there.
Yeah.
She's the driving force locally for this FAI Cadbury Kick Fit group in Mullingar.
Well, tonight's our first night, so it seems to be quite a good success. We've about 20, we're already at capacity. There's 30 names already signed up. So far, I'm hearing a lot of giggling, a lot of puffing and panting. So I think people are enjoying it and exercising. They don't even know it. So it's great.
Yeah. And I suppose something that might put people off is like a fitness type thing. What type of fitness do you need to come?
Well, I know from talking to the few girls on the run up to this, and they were all worried, did I need to know soccer, first of all, or like I haven't been exercising. But I think this is the beauty of this. You put in whatever you can. And, you know, as the weeks go by, then your fitness will just increase. And it's all about the fun and the crack and getting out and meeting people that I think for some they've said they've only moved to Mullingar. So it's really great. It's brilliant.
And of course, there's lots of laughter going on there.
Yeah.
Competitiveness. It's not quite that competitive.
No, definitely not. I mean, I know in other sort of sports that they can end up going into a realm of sort of competitiveness, but I love that this is actually just a kick around. Come down, have fun, and as you can hear, it's camaraderie. Like, it's brilliant. It's really great.
So what happens here tonight now? They'll just get to know each other, get to know the game. Will they progress on?
I think what we're hoping is that we're kind of going to get a bit of a team spirit. We're going to meet afterwards for a cup of tea and a coffee and a bicky, because there's people who've come down and they've actually nobody with them. So this is going to be really nice for people to get new friends, to come out on a weekly basis and just enjoy themselves. So I think it'll be good.
And that's really brave, because it's actually hard to make friends as you get older.
Absolutely.
So if they're making friends here, that's fantastic.
I think so. And I know from some of the girls that are here tonight, their daughters are in our club, RFA Swans, and they can see the benefit that the girls are getting from it. And we're probably the generation that didn't have sport growing up. A few did, but not many. So it's really brilliant to see that we can start introducing, even at this little later age. You know.
So if someone's at home thinking, I would like to do that, but I'm just a bit not feeling it, what would you say to them?
Well, from listening to all the giggles and the laughter out there, I think you should just not think about it and just turn up. Just come to the next session and see how you go.
Yeah, sure. If you learn a few skills, isn't that a bonus along the way, Laura?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have any soccer skills to begin with,
yeah.
But you don't need them.
No, but the two things strike me from the FAI Cadbury Kick Fit session that you were at. I suppose there's the element of making friends and the friendship that is often difficult to do, as you said, when you are older.
Yeah.
And that's a big bonus. And like, there's just something nice as well about kind of doing a gym session or something that's outside, isn't it?
And you might not feel you're doing like a massive workout because you're laughing along the way. And that's what I noticed when I was there the other night. And as I said already, I didn't know these women weren't a fully formed team that plays football together regularly.
Are you tempted?
If I lived in Mullingar, I'd join these women, but it's on around the country, so I'm
Well, that's the thing.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. And the people will be able to get more details too from the FAI and Cadbury Kick Fit as well, if you are interested in the locations in other parts of the country. We will have to go along and join. One day.
There.
Yeah, it's the FAI Cadbury Kick Fit session with thanks to Cadbury, supporter and a half of the women's national team. That's our own Laura Donnelly from the News Talk newsroom as well. Laura, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.